Bueno, no, usted no puede contestar el teléfono, pero déjame tu nombre y tu teléfono al tono del pi y luego te llamo tan pronto posible. Gracias, chao, bye. Contestar el teléfono, pero déjame tu nombre y tu teléfono al tono del pi y luego te llamo tan pronto posible. Gracias, chao, bye.
Hello.
Bobby.
Yeah.
I just walked in the door, just helping Sarah take the stuff out of the car.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to let you know.
Thanks. You coming home anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm gonna come right home. I just gonna have her bring stuff out of the car.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello. What happened to you this morning?
Oh, nothing. I just wasn't here until later in the morning, and I called y'all. But
you sure screwed everything up for us.
Well, I'm sorry. You should have called me. You should call me last night or earlier in the week and let me know that there was some critical reason I need to spend the night here.
I always go to Jazzercise. I expect you to get them at 9 somehow.
I just have to sit and wait for you to get back, and sometimes you call me at the time you're supposed to deliver them and tell me that you're not there. And I called you a little after 9 and there was no answer at your house.
Well, we went over to your house to see if you were there.
Well, I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had plans and you wanted me to come get them at a particular time or want to drop off at a particular time, you should have cleared it with me earlier in the week. I mean, I called you about the time I ordinarily come get them and you weren't home.
All right, so you've got Scott?
Well, I mean, he's not here. He's over at Scott Russell's.
Okay. Well, should I bring you Jenny?
Yeah, whenever you'd like to do that.
Alrighty. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ordy.
Hi,
what's going on?
Nothing. Vicky's at work.
Where's she working?
Campus Lifestyles.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. You want to call her there?
453-4445, right?
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to Edwin's scrimmage at 4:30.
Edwin's grandmother?
Scrimmage.
Oh, scrimmage.
It's a, you know, where they play each other, mm-hmm. the team, the defense plays the offense or whatever.
Well, that ought to be fun.
Yeah.
I guess.
Huh?
What are you doing tonight? Are you going out with him?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I'm making dinner for some people, and then I'll probably go out. I'm going to see if Sandy, you, and Vicky can come over. I mean, it's going to be no big deal. It's just,
right.
You know, have some chicken tacos or something, and then go get drunk.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
If y'all want to do that.
Sure.
That's what I'm calling.
Okay.
I told Sandy about it, but I don't know if she remembers. She was over here. We went and had dinner last night, and that's what made me think about it, because we were eating, and I thought, well, y'all should come over tomorrow, and I'll make something.
Edwin just has to move his stuff after the scrimmage, move his stereo out and everything, but he couldn't even say whether he could be with me tonight or not, and I'm not going to sit around and sit up with him.
Why? Why couldn't you be with him?
Oh, I don't know. He's got 11 o'clock curfew, like I want to eat at 10:45 or something, you know? And I said, well, Edwin, if we did something, we'd probably go out to dinner. He goes, well, I'll just have to see. So I'd just rather just leave him here. I'm so pissed at him.
I would be too. That's kind of silly.
He's just up to his old tricks again, and I'm just thinking I'm not going to put up with it.
Well, I don't see, why can't y'all be together till 11 and then you go out with us?
Because he's Mr. Wonderful, and you just never know what might come up. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. The one that should be saying I don't know is you, not him. You know?
I know the tables have already turned.
Well, how was Houston? Was he nice then?
Was he in Houston?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was real nice to me then.
Well, give me a call. I'm gonna. What time does Vicky get off?
6.
Well, that'll be perfect. She can come over here at about 6-ish and eat. And what time is the game gonna be over?
Probably around 5:30 or 6.
Okay, well, keep in touch and we'll see what's going on.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Campus Lifestyles.
May I speak to Vicky, please?
1 second. I'll check back. No, you, phone and back. All we have in the Maui Sun is what's out, sir. We should be getting some more in Tuesday or Wednesday of this week.
Hello?
Vicky.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing tonight?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I've got to finish moving, and I really don't feel good right now.
Are y'all, like, super busy?
Huh?
Are y'all super
busy? It's pretty
busy. Well, do you want to come over to Bobby's for dinner?
What time?
It won't be till like 6.
Okay, well,
I asked Mary. I called Mary and asked her if she wanted to go.
I think her and Edwin are going out. Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know what his deal is. He's got a scrimmage at 4... he's got a scrimmage at 4:30. And then after that, supposedly supposed to come move his shit out of there.
He won't show up.
He's got to get his stuff ordered. He's in his dorm. He doesn't have a stereo. He doesn't have a TV. He doesn't have anything. He'll come over there because of that.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to go out because he's going to tell her, well, Mary, it's kind of stupid for us to go out because I have to be home at 11 anyways.
Yeah.
So he's not going to, you know. But still, I still asked her if she wanted to come over here and eat. She's more than welcome to.
Okay, well, I guess, should I just leave from here then? Just go straight over there?
Yeah, why don't you keep in touch? Why don't you call me right before you leave?
Okay.
And I'll see if the dinner's going to be ready or whatever. I'm going to make some chicken tacos.
Yeah, if it's going to be like an hour, I need to go home and mess with the apartment.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Sarah and I are going out tonight if you want to go out with us.
There's no way I can. There is no way.
You didn't move the other day when I asked you to come work, did you?
Huh?
You didn't move the other day when I asked you to come work, did you?
What do you mean? We have been working on that apartment for the past 3 days.
Doing what?
Rearranging the kitchen. I mean, moving beds. Reorganizing the closet.
bugs, moving bugs.
Moving bugs.
Oh, beds.
Cleaning. I mean, we cleaned the whole kitchen.
I called you all day over there, and you went there. I called you at Sandy's and at Mary's. On Friday?
Friday. We were there all day long. Yesterday?
Yeah.
The only time we were gone is when we went to the grocery store. We went measuring.
And Sandy, I called Sandy. I said, where the hell are they? She goes, I know. I've been calling them, too, and I can't. They're not.
We were gone for like an hour and a half, and we just ran errands. We went to the post office. I went to turn in my lease. We went to the grocery store. And
I told Sandy one day they went to Edge and Drugs this morning, but I don't know where they're at now.
No, that's where we were.
So, well, give me a call right before you're about to leave work, and I'll tell you if dinner's ready.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
I was just wondering if y'all just called here.
No, I didn't. Did you, Bobby?
Do what?
Call Sarah?
No, but I'm glad to hear from Sarah. Is this Sarah?
This is Sarah.
The one that's been out of town for 2 weeks?
Is there another one?
10 days?
Is there another one?
I can't hear you.
Is there another one?
I don't know.
Well.
Did you have a nice time?
Huh?
Did you have a nice time?
Well, babies are a lot of work. I was real helpful and I was real good and everybody's real proud. I was real helpful.
I'm proud of you, too.
I knew you would be.
What are you going to...
She just consumed so much dog food. She was starving. Ate a whole package of kennel ration bits and a half, and I won't give her any more.
There's a basic rule of physics you need to remember. What goes in must come out.
Yeah, but it's not going to go shooting out like projectile.
That's true. That's true. Were you coming over for dinner tonight?
If I'm still invited.
Huh?
If I'm still invited.
Well, we'll have to consider it again, but
okay.
No, you're invited, of course, and we will expect you here.
Call me when, what time should I plan on it?
About 6-ish, Bobby?
About 6-ish.
Maybe a little bit later?
Okay, because I'm going to take a nap.
Okay.
Can't say that I blame you.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, is Bobby there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Do you know where they went?
The grocery store.
They did?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Todd.
Todd?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Todd, would you have, is Hortense with him, do you know?
Who?
Hortense?
Yeah.
She's with him?
Yeah.
Would you have her call Sandy when she gets back?
Call Sandy.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hello?
Todd.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
What are y'all doing?
He's running back and forth having that runoff. He says we'll be there at 5.
By 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you want to come get me?
Well, I don't know where it's at. Me and Scarlett will wait here for you.
Sorry.
Well. Tell Dickhead to get his shit together.
Alright.
Oh, tell Bubblehead.
Okay.
Say Bubblehead, what's wrong with you?
I guess we're still going to the pool.
Well, we are?
Get something
to eat
later, I guess.
Oh. Huh? I'm just sitting there. I'm waiting for the Playboy channel to come on. No, Scarlett! Put that back. Get out of there! John's house, tell him to, let's see if he's got any nails and a hammer. So I can nail some of these cabinets shut. Yeah, she got a big taste of flour a while ago. Yeah, I don't think she liked that. She came in there with her tongue hanging out. It was white. I said, well, hey, what'd you get into? She didn't want to show me, but she did.
Oh.
And it was the flower.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Taste mouth. Don't go talk to her tonight.
Well, she's been in there making faces.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want her.
It's okay.
Just a little bit
anyway. Yeah. By 5?
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, Bobby says, what time John say be back? And I said, well, he said 4, but you know how he is. Well, we'll be here.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon, Shadowwood Apartment.
Is Sandy Higginbotham still at working?
She is.
May I speak to her, please?
This is Sandy. May I help you?
Sandy?
Yes?
What the hell's going on?
Oh, I'm just getting off work right now.
Okay, really? Well, I'm just putting the chicken in the oven. Are you still coming over?
Yeah, what time?
Oh, good. In about a few... it takes about an hour and a half to cook, so just come over, you know, whenever. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
I just washed my tennis shoes, and they're so clean.
Huh.
I needed to wash them. They were dirty.
I was waiting for Coach Jim to call me, but...
Was he supposed to call you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now it's time where you need forwarding or answering machine.
Thanks for everything. Bye. Yeah, I like it. Okay.
What?
Kathleen. I was telling her thanks. Okay.
And tennis shoes can never look brand new, and I just like them to look brand new.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, well, I tell you what. Let me call you tomorrow on that.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Ordy.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on?
Why can you talk? What happened?
Because I was leasing an apartment that time.
Uh-huh.
And I had already, you know, told him everything, given him everything they wanted. But then he came back and was asking me a question.
Oh.
So I just acted like I didn't want to... I got like I was on a personal phone call.
Yeah.
So that's why. Then I was coming home, so I said, well, I called her when I get home.
That makes sense.
So what's going on?
Oh, I'm just sticking the chicken in the oven.
What are you having for dinner?
Well, I was going to call Vicky, and she kind of hurt my feelings because I said, well, do you want to come over and eat? And she said, tell me if you think I'm being stupid. And she said, well, I don't know what time. I said, well, you get off work at 6, and I was kind of thinking that dinner should be ready around 6-ish, you know. I didn't know I was going to get such a late start. She goes, well, I'll call you, and if it's ready at 6, I'll come over, and if it's not, then I'm going to go home and do some things, pack and get organized. So it made me feel like I just want to come over and eat and run,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that kind of hurt my feelings.
Oh, God. Did you invite Mary, too?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm by both. I called Mary first.
Mm-hmm. What did Mary say?
Mary said, yeah, sure, kick ass. Mary was real receptive to it.
Hmm. Well.
And I told them, well, keep in touch, call me. So if they want to come, they'll call me, and if not, well, then they won't call me. I don't care one way or another.
I think she's being a bitch.
She sure is. That's exactly right. She's being like, I'm bothering her. You know?
Exactly.
She's being real short and cold. And I said, where were you yesterday? You know, I called. You said you were going to... And she goes, I was organizing all day long. I said, well, I called all day long. There was nobody there. She goes, we went to the grocery store for an hour, but that's all. I was working all day long. That's bull, because I called over there.
That's bull.
She's being a real bitch. I don't even... You know, what the hell did I do?
I know.
She's being like, oh, you are bothering the shit out of me. What now?
No.
So that's why I'm not going to call her again. If she calls me. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll probably be over about, let's see what time it is. I'll probably be over about 6.
It's 5:20 right now? I thought it was 6:20. What was I thinking? Well, I'll take your time. It's not going to be ready for a long time.
Okay, well, let me just give Ebony a little attention and let her know I'm not abandoned. You know, I came home from work and she didn't come out of the bed like she always comes off of the bed when I get home. I looked outside and there she was out on the porch, just sprawled out on the porch. In the hot sun, just sitting there.
How cute. She's getting some sun. She's getting some sunshine. Don't you know? She's getting a tan.
Was.
Well, come on, everyone. Call me before you come over and I'll let you know what the progress is.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Bye.
Hello?
I assume you found our child. Or that you were kidding. One of the two.
I was kidding, of course. You think I'd let Scott write a note like that? I mean, it was from Scott.
Hello?
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 Oh, it was a joke. I thought it was a joke, but Ted didn't.
Oh, of course it was a joke.
Oh, good. Okay, I didn't look for it too seriously. Surely that. They were kidding.
I mean, we just saw your car there. We didn't know that. I mean, I just...
L'Oreal.
We'd been to Whole Foods,
and we're pulling out, and we saw your car there, and let's leave Mom a note. So we went a bunch of different things we were going to leave, and we thought the fact that we'd lost Jennifer was a good one.
All right. Well, that's all I was checking on, to make sure it was a joke.
Well, I mean, you ought to know me well enough to know that's a joke.
Well, I figured it was, but Ted didn't, so...
Well, I'm sorry it alarmed him. I didn't know he was even involved in the deal.
It didn't alarm me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Good evening, Kent Properties. What can I do you for?
Are you on duty?
I feel like it.
Well, I just talked to a friend of yours.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going on?
We're having a group date at 9:30 at Andy. A ceiling fan, even though it might put an eye out.
What? You're putting up a ceiling fan?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Even though it might put an eye out. I told him his mother would not approve.
What? Oh.
And he said, yeah, even Boone put eyes out.
Well, I'm making some rice right now. And I'm going to let it cook, and I'm going to run over to my house and get some clothes. You want to go with me to my house?
Not especially.
I didn't want to go there either.
What are you wearing?
Pants.
I don't have anything to wear. Oh, Ordy, I got the cutest outfit.
Wear that.
No, I can't. It's all still.
Oh.
I mean, it's just kind of, like a lounge.
Man, I'm cutting onions, and I'm about to die, Sarah. Oh, man.
You want to hear about my outfit?
Yes.
Yes. It's pink and all silk, pink pants.
Oh, how cute.
And it's like a lounging thing. I don't know where in the hell I'll wear it. But it was on sale.
Uh-huh.
And, it was on sale, and Helene bought some to wear for the studio for some of the women to wear. She was selling it like $100 a piece.
Uh huh.
And I bought mine on sale, and I thought it was $20 a piece, and it was more than that. It was like 15% off of that, or 25% off of that. So I ended up paying
nothing for it.
Well, I ended up paying, I think, $15 for the top and the bottom, $30 for the whole thing.
God, that's killer.
And it feels so great. I want you to put it on just to feel how it feels on your body.
Oh, killer. Sounds really cute. I love silk and I love pink.
It's heavy. And I have to show you this card that Mark sent me.
Mark who?
From Dallas.
Oh, yeah. The lawyer? I mean, the Jewish guy?
Yeah, that's the lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Well, I'm going to finish making this rice. It shouldn't take me too long. And then I'll call you in a little while when I get back from my house, and you can come over and have dinner. Huh?
Want me to ride with you?
Nah. I mean, I just thought I could use a company, but it's no big deal.
Well, okay.
You'll go?
Yeah.
I'll come get you in a little while.
Okay.
It'll be about 30 minutes after I finish making this rice while it's cooking. Okay?
Okay.
I'll see you in a little bit.
30 minutes. He was talking that we should get down there early.
Why?
Because it's going to be so crowded.
Well, we will.
I mean, I told Richard we'd meet him down there, too.
Oh, good. Good.
So, everybody's going to be there.
Oh, good.
What? Can't talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Is he going to be cool with us?
No way.
Not that we're meeting everybody. Just that we're even going.
What?
Does he even know we're going out?
I don't think so.
Or what are you going to tell him?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk.
talk. Let the phone ring once before you leave. But just come on.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. You always do that.
Hello?
Pam.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing?
Sitting down.
Well, are you going to come up next? Hello?
Is that you or me?
That's, I don't know what that was.
Let me try. Hold on.
Okay.
You there?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
I guess, who was
I guess it's me. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Ordy. Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
To Pam.
We're on our way over, and I'm using call forwarding.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
That was Sandy, and she's doing call forwarding, and that's why I was doing that.
Oh, okay.
Are you coming over?
Well.
Are you going out with us tonight?
Where are y'all gonna go?
I don't know. This is just the first I even think about it.
Who all's gonna go?
I don't know. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I was checking my call forwarding.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I was Sandy checking her call forwarding. Well, since Vicky is coming over, she's probably going to eat over here.
Yeah.
But she says she feels sick.
Really?
Yeah. But, so I don't know. I don't even know if we'll do anything, but, you know, we can kind of play it by ear.
Well, I don't think I'm going to eat. Why don't you call me up if y'all eat?
Okay. I'll do that.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Vicky? Ordy.
Yeah.
This is Mary.
What's going on?
Nothing. Is Vicky over there?
No, she... I think she's with Sandy, because Sandy said we're coming over, but she didn't say me and Vicky, she just said we, so I guess she's with Sandy.
Huh. But you're at Sandy's, aren't you?
No. Oh, you called... Oh, Sandy's got fast forwarding? No. Call forwarding.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, I'm at Bobby's house.
Oh, ha.
And she's got call forwarding, so when the phone rings at her house, I answer now.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got home.
And what did Edwin say?
He kind of treated me like shit. I mean, these girls were talking to him. I mean, really getting close talking
uh-huh.
to him. And I was sitting up in the stands, and I was with my friend Gina, and I said, I can't handle this anymore. I said, I've sat here and watched this long enough. I said, I'm just going to walk down there and say hi.
Uh-huh.
So I walked down there, and he just looked at me like I was just a piece of shit. In front of those girls. He goes, what's the matter with you?
So what happened?
I said, nothing. Isn't the matter with me? And I said, I'm here with Gina, and I said, I'm just going to go on home. And he said, all right. He said, I'll probably be there in about an hour. And he's bringing Steve and Alvin to move all his shit out. If y'all go somewhere tonight, will you call me?
Well, Mary, yeah. Where are you going? Are you going to be home?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Well, for sure. Well, do you feel like going out?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here.
Well, I don't blame you. Does Edwin have a key to the house?
I'll have to stay here till at least he can lock up on his way out.
Okay.
Okay, so
we'll call you in about 30 minutes to let you know when they get here.
Okay.
You know, and let you know. I'm going to ask them, and then we'll give you a call. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mary.
Yeah.
This is Ordy.
Hi, Ordy.
I couldn't talk earlier because Bobby was in the room, but tonight.
Oh.
If you want to go out with us, it's going to be me and Sarah, another friend of mine.
Yeah, I met her.
Oh, yeah, you've met her before. We're all going to Anchovies tonight. We're going to meet Steve and a bunch of his friends.
Are Vicky and Sandy gone?
They don't know about it yet. I haven't told them.
Are they there?
Yeah, they just walked in the door, and I'm in the back bedroom, and I didn't want to talk on the phone out there.
Okay.
So if you want to go, I'm more than welcome to.
Thanks. When are y'all going to leave?
We're supposed to meet them out there at 9:30.
9:30. Okay.
So what I still need to go home and change. So probably what we could do is we could all meet like at my house since I live close to 6th Street.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, why don't I call over there in about 15 minutes and ask to talk to Vicky.
Okay.
And then she can give me directions.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Bye.
Bye.
Sandy.
The lights for the kids. Let me see. Put the killer belt on there?
That is
behind on my cooking, and it's just now ready. I'll just go home after I cook.
Okay.
Is that cool? You want to come over and eat?
I'm not real hungry.
You're not real hungry? It's just baked chicken. Diet. If you drink and you're on an empty stomach, you might be sorry.
Okay,
well, come over.
Okay.
I'm going to finish cooking here.
When
it's ready now.
Mm-hmm.
A few minutes, yeah.
You can talk, huh?
Yeah!
Okay.
Bye.
Hello?
Can you speak to Vicky, please?
Just a moment.
Hello?
Vicky?
Yeah?
Hey.
Huh?
Gordy had called me from there, but she didn't want. Is anybody on the other line?
No.
She didn't want Bobby to know what they were doing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said y'all are going to Anchovies about, what, 9 or 9:30?
I'm not.
You're not?
Uh-uh.
Coming back here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, then I'll just stay here.
All right. So what happened with Edwin?
Did Lori say anything?
Huh?
Did she say anything?
Yeah, what happened with Edwin? She just said that he treated you like shit.
Yeah, he did. In front of some girls.
In front of some girls?
Yeah.
What girls?
Some girls that came up to... kiss his ass.
Were they white or black?
White.
They cute?
They were pretty
cute. Yeah.
He goes, what's the matter with you? In front of them.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, Vicky. I'm really upset.
Do you want to come over here?
No, I have to be here before he gets here to get his shit out.
Yeah.
When
well,
is he going to come back?
It'll be about an hour.
Well, I mean, don't rush.
Yeah, I mean, we're just fixing to eat right now. So, but I'll call you before I leave. I bought me a dress today. I shouldn't have done it.
Where'd you
get it? I got it at Mohan's.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a skirt and a shirt. I love it. I got it on right now.
You do?
Yeah, because what I was wearing was really hot, you know? And I just put this on.
Did you come over here?
Yeah. I came over there before I came over here. So... well, I'll be over in a little while.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. See, they have these lights from the store that I want. He probably wanted to know if I still want them.
Campus Lifestyle.
Can I talk to Steve, please?
Just a second.
God, Steve looks so
good.
Hello.
Steve.
Yeah.
This is Vicky. What'd you need?
Can you hear me?
Just barely. Go ahead.
Are you just working this weekend?
No, I work this week.
Okay.
You want me to work Labor Day?
Huh?
You want me to work Labor Day?
Probably not.
Okay.
But you can work this week.
Okay, yeah.
Evening?
Yeah, it has to be. Why don't we talk about tomorrow? Because I got to, you know, with my schedule and everything. Classes
okay.
won't last more than 15, 20 minutes probably this
okay.
whole week.
All
so
right.
we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hello?
Can I speak to Vicky, please?
She's not here right now.
Okay, did she leave already?
Yeah, she's already hit it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.